Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Emily Sutton Smith, Development Director for the Williamston Theater. Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm great. How are you doing?
Just fine. Well, first of all, tell our listeners a little bit about the Williamston Theater. Some people may not know that this is a professional theater.
Yes, we are a small professional theater located right in downtown Williamston, which is about 20 miles east of the center of Lansing on 96, exit 117. We've been in operation since 2006. We are on our 26th production now, which is pretty amazing. We've won a whole bunch of awards and recognition, and we have been building our audience slowly but surely, and we have great patrons who are very supportive of us, and we do some great work. We're very, very proud of the stuff that we do, and we are a professional theater, and we provide over 50 jobs a year to Michigan theater professionals.
So you talk about the patrons being very supportive. You want them to be a little more supportive now in terms of this Pepsi Refresh grant. First, tell us what that is.
The Pepsi Refresh project is something that's going on all year. Every month, they accept 1,000 applications for grants of varying sizes. And this month, our application was accepted. So we are one of 1,000 organizations that are vying for their grant funding, and they give over $1 million away a month. This is throughout the year, throughout 2010. So our month is November, and the way that they choose to give out their money at the end of the month is the top 10 projects that have been voted for in each of the money categories gets those grants. So we're hoping to make it into the top 10. Yesterday we were at 220. Today we're at 112. So we covered over 118 spots in a day just with votes from people online. It doesn't cost people anything to vote. You can vote every day in the month of November. You go on to refresheverything.com and you create an ID and a password for yourself. And you can search for us, and we're just listed under Williamston Theater. We're in the $50,000 category in the arts and culture category.
All right, and short of hooking yourself up intravenously with Diet Pepsi, you can still help out, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to give us a vote, but it could result in a huge amount of money coming into us, which would really support our entire season this year.
What would $50,000 do for the Williamston Theater?
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Primarily stability, frankly, financial stability, mm-hmm. Because we operate very much on a shoestring budget. This would ensure that we will be able to do some of the amazing projects that we're doing, that we've planned for this season. It will go directly to people's to our artists, to their payroll, to those health insurance contributions that we have to make, to, you know, the mileage that we pay to actors who are driving in from Detroit to be in shows, that kind of thing. It will cover those costs. So it's going to, you know, reinvest in the Michigan economy by providing jobs for people.
Are there other theaters competing for the same money? Is this competitive in the arts?
Yes, it is. Yeah, there are actually, and it's a nationwide program. So if you go into their arts categories, they've got different categories. They've got health and environment and neighborhoods and education, things like that. But there are theaters all over the country that are applying for this money. And this particular category, I'm looking at, theaters that need new seats restored,
right.
Things like that, invigorating historic theaters, producing plays in, you know, little theaters all over the country. So similar to what we are doing, but nothing here that I know of that I've been able to find on the website, certainly not in central Michigan, but nothing in Michigan in our category.
All right. I'm going to guess that we have a lot of listeners who are driving on the way home.
Yes.
I want you to try to write while you're driving. Just remember, you can Google Pepsi Refresh, or you can go to refresheverything.com. Refresh everything.
And there is a link to it on our website as well. So
perfect.
If they went to WilliamstonTheater.org, they would be able to get to it as well.
Well, that works even better, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you click on Browse Ideas and Vote. That sounds pretty logical. But you have to sign in. You have to register,
you
right?
You do. That's how they track the votes, because they want to limit you to a certain number of votes a day. They want it to be real and authentic, and so they're tracking the votes. I have been on this site with a registered ID for many months, and I don't get any spam from them, so I can attest to the fact that their privacy policy is pretty good.
How many times have you voted, Emily?
I vote every day for the Williamson Theater, of course.
Can you vote multiple times a day?
You can vote for up to 10 projects a day. You can't vote multiple times for the same project, but you have 10 votes in each day to give. So if you see other stuff, it's hopefully in different categories from us. definitely support. There's a lot of really wonderful things out there that need support.
All right. The winners are announced at the beginning of December. Is that right?
That is, yes.
Okay. And you've got a show going on in the meantime.
We do.
Tell us a little bit about Greater Tuna.
Greater Tuna starts performances on November 11th, and it runs through December 19th. It is it has been a favorite of audiences for about 20 years since it first premiered off-Broadway, and it's hilarious. It's a two-man show. It's sort of a love letter to small-town quirks and, personalities, all those people that we know, if you've had any familiarity with small-town life.
Right.
But it's wonderful, and it's got two fantastic actors in it, Errol Gribble and Wayne David Parker, who have both been on our stage before, and as well as been on many stages all over the state and in movies and things like that. They're wonderful actors, and we are very much looking forward to the hilarity that ensues when they take the stage.
Emily, I have somehow managed to miss this show over these 20 years.
Really?
Yes, I've never seen it. Heard a lot about it. A couple times I said I'm going to see it, never did. And I was having lunch with Ken Glickman, and he said, you're an idiot if you don't see Greater Tuna this time in Williamston. So.
Yes, I think it's really going to be special.
Well, we look forward to that. Once again, remind everyone how they can support the Williamston Theater now with the closing of Boar's Head. And we know that there's a place for professional theater in mid-Michigan. Tell us again about the website and give us the dates for Greater Tuna.
The website for the Williamston Theater is williamstontheater.org, and we have Greater Tuna running from November 11th through December 19th. And you can also, throughout November, go to refresheverything.com, search for the Williamston Theater, and vote for us to win $50,000.
What's the price range of tickets for Greater Tuna?
$15 to $24, depending on when you attend.
That sounds pretty reasonable. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. Emily Sutton-Smith, Development Director for the Williamston Theater.